Good morning. Another frigid start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most places between 0 and 10 below, but some places as low as 15 to 20 below to start off this Friday. Clear skies and light winds overnight, along with the deep snowpack producing the frigid air. We'll rebound today back into the single digits this morning and top out in the middle and upper teens for afternoon highs, some places right around 20. With mostly cloudy skies and perhaps a few passing snow showers or flurries as a little bit of energy slides through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Not nearly as cold tonight, seasonably cold though, with lows back to around 10 above. Tomorrow, a weak disturbance will head our way with some moisture, and we'll have a lot of clouds and even a couple of rounds of snow showers or more persistent light snow in some spots. A dusting up to an inch should do it in terms of accumulation on Saturday, with highs in the mid-20s. On Sunday into Monday, another disturbance will head in our direction. This one will move more slowly and will set up an onshore flow off of the Atlantic Ocean. So with an abundant moisture supply, cold air in place, and added lift with the low pressure wave and a front nearby, we'll have a persistent area of light to moderate snow, mainly on Sunday, but especially Sunday night and Monday. Accumulations could start to add up for the beginning of next week. Temperatures late in the weekend and early next week will be in the lower 20s. The snow should wind down Monday night and Tuesday morning, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. And on Wednesday, we'll be back into the mid-20s with high pressure keeping it dry. Another Arctic front will head our way for the end of the week, producing more cold air as we get into Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weather system that's tapping into subtropical moisture in the Pacific Ocean will bring moderate to heavy rainfall to the Pacific Northwest and Northern California right on through the weekend. Some areas could see an excess of 10 inches of rain through Saturday, and flash flood watches are in effect from San Francisco north into Oregon. Flood watches are also out for the northwest corner of Washington state through late tonight. Wind will also be an issue as this storm moves inland, especially over the higher terrain, where high wind warnings and some wind advisories have been issued for wind gusts that could reach as high as 70 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Cayman Islands at 4:32 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Hasvik, Norway at 12:20 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 13 below zero, a northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, blowing snow and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 6 below. The dew point is 12 below, 75% relative humidity. A southeast breeze at 3 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.21 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Woodland Hills, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Crane Lake, Embarrass, Tower, and Ely, all in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-20s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper teens, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 1 above zero. The average temperature 16, that's 8 degrees below normal. 0.02 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday amounted to a half inch of snow, bringing the monthly total to 12.8 inches. That's 10.4 inches above normal. And 52.8 inches on the season, which is 16.3 inches of snow above normal. There were 49 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 263. That's 56 above normal. And 3,934 for the season, which is 124 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 55 set in 1991, and the record low 20 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:15 p.m., 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the middle teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 20. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with a passing flurry or snow shower and highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy skies and light snow or snow showers up to an inch or so possible, highs in the mid-20s. More snow likely Sunday, 22. And Monday, more snow with highs in the lower 20s again. We'll dry it out on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, temperatures staying in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy mid-20s on Wednesday, and another Arctic shot on Thursday, becoming windy and turning colder with highs falling through the 20s and into the teens. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.